Phoneboy Speaks, episode 399, Starbucks Security Shuffle.
Starbucks got caught with their pants down in a manner of speaking. Their iOS app was apparently storing credentials in the clear, you know, your username and password for Starbucks.com, which, you know, theoretically could be used to, I don't know, buy coffee or unload your cards or whatever. So, but of course the press, you know, didn't really do any research and made a bigger deal about it other than what it was. But of course, it didn't help that Starbucks themselves really wasn't forthcoming with information about what actually happened, how true any of this stuff was and what they're actually doing to fix it. They were very vague in their responses to this issue and none of that instills confidence in customers. And so, you know, the first rule of getting owned, right, is that you're very forthright about what actually happened, what you're doing to fix it. And, you know, there's probably some things you can't reveal, but you have to give enough information so that people, you know that you've acknowledged that something serious happened and that you're doing something to fix it. Now, you want to know what the issue was? Well, apparently what had happened was that there was the app itself wasn't storing this information in the clear, but there was apparently this crash log utility that they were using in as part of the application that if it crashed, one of the things that it would actually dump was the username and password of the person in plain text. So it wasn't the app itself, you know, per se, but it was something that they compiled with the app that did it. And so presumably they're going to fix that. And that's what the new version of the Starbucks app is out now. So presumably that's what they did. But again, Starbucks didn't say much about it, what the issue was. But this is, you know, true with a lot of things on the interwebs these days is that you'll see a lot of news stories and they all just pretty much, circle jerk each other and link each other and don't do a whole lot of deep research. And I did find an article that explained exactly, what I just told you. And really, even if the information was in plain text, right? I mean, in order to get that information, they would have to jailbreak your device and pull the file off. I mean, it's not, so they'd have to have physical access to your phone, which, really doesn't, of course, none of that sounds sexy, right? It's something that Starbucks should have known better about, and so it's an entirely preventable thing. But and I'm not saying that you should never take when somebody says that some app has a vulnerability when they say it, not to say don't take it seriously, but you have to do a little bit more research. You have to find out, click through and find the source information and find out exactly what the issue is, because I mean, even what I heard about it, even the crap I heard about it, I'm like, well, they got to have access to the physical access to my device, and they don't have that, so I'm less concerned about it. But then, of course, we need security researchers to poke and prod at things and look around and make sure that things aren't dropping credentials or doing stupid things. So that's very important for our own information security. But, as usual with the press, what my dad used to say was, believe none of what you hear and about half of what you read. And sometimes I wonder if you can even believe half of what you read. So, but you got to do a little bit more research and get to the truth. And this is true with, pretty much anything these days.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.